What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy special Sunday broadcast. Yes, I'm live, and it's and to prove it, today is July 10th, 2022. So before I start taking your calls, there's a little something that I would like to remind you all of. And maybe it's a project that you just do for this week. And it's I'm not asking you to donate money. I'm not asking you to do anything else except shift your vibration for 6 days. That's all I'm asking you to do. And the way you shift your vibration is for the next 6 days, I want you to start treating everybody around you as though you delight in them as if they are a puppy or a kitten. Now, the reason I say that is that you are less likely to be anything but your best, most loving, most open self when you're interacting with a puppy or a kitten. You're your most gentle self when you are interacting with a puppy or a kitten. And the other thing that you don't do with a puppy or kitten is you dump your worries verbally on them. That's what you don't do with a puppy or a kitten. And you have to remember that your mind listens to the ultimate subject of what you're worried about, right? So if you say you don't want something, well, the something is what you're going to draw to you. It doesn't matter your body, your spirit, your essence, your mind only hears the thing. So if you say, I don't want to be unhappy, well, what your brain hears is unhappy, right? So what you say instead is, I want to be happy. I want to do the things that make me happy. I want what I want. And the secret of getting what you want is literally saying out loud, I want. And then you say whatever it is you want. I want a meaningful relationship. I want a job that gives me a sense of power and purpose. I want to be connected with a group of people that I feel included in. They're like my family. Those are the things that you should say out loud. What I recommend you avoid saying is anything out loud. Do not say anything out loud that you don't want. That when you start speaking your worries, it's sending to the universe that that's normal. When you start saying the things out loud that you are afraid of or concerned about, the universe is going, oh, she wants more of that, or he wants more of that, right? So you just have to be very, very careful with what you verbally throw out there, especially if you have a habit of repeating yourself. Because usually most humans, if you've said something to them, they will remember. And anyone that actually loves and cares about you will remember the thing that you need or want. And they will help you get it. The universe is always conniving to bring you what you want. So for the next 6 days, I want you to do two things. Treat everybody you meet like they're a puppy or a kitten. I mean, you know that. If a puppy or kitten were to barf in your new shoes, you'd be upset, but you wouldn't hurt the puppy or the kitten because they didn't know better. So when people are unkind, you just got to treat them like they don't know better, all right? The other thing is for the next 6 days, do not complain about anything to anybody. Stuff it into your throat and don't say it. If you have to let it out, write it on a piece of paper. Write everything you're upset or worried or angry about on a little piece of paper. Crumple it up into a ball and burn it, all right? Because if you have to get it out of your system, better to write it with a piece of paper and a pencil than to dump it on the people around you. Because if you've already told somebody something once, you don't need to say it again. And if you're explaining something that you're worried about, say it once, release it, and let the universe help you take care of it. So again, next 6 days, you treat everybody like they're a puppy or a kitten, that you delight in them, and that if they are clumsy or unkind or what, they just don't know better. You've got to be able to dismiss it like that because it really isn't about you. And then the last thing is do not complain out loud to anybody. One thing to explain something, but you only need to explain it once. So I hope that helps because I've had a lot of readings this week that go in that direction. So I just thought that, you know, there's no accident. So I'm just going to explain it that way, which is why, you guys, I wrote 9-Day Energy Reset, because the 9-Day Energy Reset is all about you drawing to you what you want. All right, I'm going to go to area code 470. Hello, 470. Who's this?
My name is Kathleen Taylor. How you doing?
Hi, Kathleen. What's your question?
I got so many.
Okay, well, the more specific it is, the more I can be helpful.
Okay, about my financials. I'm trying to get money up to finish paying off my truck so I can get a tag.
Okay, so we just want to ask about finances?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, hold on.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So there's no question in my mind that you work hard. And what it's saying here is that it does feel like you work really hard, but doesn't seem like you get a lot of credit for it. And there's a woman here. Do you report to a woman at your job?
No.
Okay, there's a woman here that is talking. It's like she's holding you back in some way or anchoring you down in some way. So sometimes it's somebody that keeps asking you for money. Since we're on the subject of money, it could be somebody that you've helped all along in the past, but they haven't returned the favor. I would recommend that if there's someone out there that owes you money, it's time for you to call it in. And then there's this pretty amazing fella here coming up. So if you work for him, yay. If you don't work for him, I want you to seek him out, because this is a fella here that actually can solve your problems for you. So he's got a lovely, engaging personality. He is somebody that is very easy to talk to. And when you start sitting in the vibration of drawing to you what you want. So here's what I would recommend is you take out a little index card or a sheet of paper and you write down the three things that you want. All right. So if the first thing is financial stability, that's the first thing on the list. The second thing might be that you want to pay off something, like you mentioned a minute ago. You put that on the list. And maybe the third thing is that whatever you do for work actually finds a way to pay you more in some way. But this is saying that things, what I love being able to tell you is things are only going to get better from here. And when you sit in the vibration that things are only going to get better from here for you, everything starts to shift. But I keep going back to there's somebody, and this is a woman, there's some woman here that owes you money or is acting as an anchor or a financial obligation with you that you can no longer support in some way. So, all right, I hope that helps. Thanks for the call. See you later.
All right,
okay,
thank you.
Bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
All right, got somebody here from... Oh, I've got another 470. Hello, 470. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Betty.
Oh, hi, Betty. What's your
Hello?
Question?
I just want a general reading, what you see around me, what's going on with me.
Yeah, so people call me for a full session when they ask that question because I tend to get carried away and spend way more time with people on the radio than I should when people ask that very, very open-ended question. So if you have a specific question, I'd be delighted to address that.
What's the thing around with my money situation?
Okay, hold on. Well, this is saying that there is some sort of an offer being presented to you work-wise that you're not initially very excited about, but this says the angels are guiding you to it because once you get into the job, once you get into the opportunity, there's actually growth for you there, but you won't know that till you're there. So this is saying that the angels, literally, the angels are guiding you towards something that allows you to draw more money to you, Betty. And I'm totally on board with that. Even if you initially think that the job's kind of sucky or even beneath you, that you might even be overqualified for it. But what it's saying is once you get your foot in the door, there's a supervisor here or a man, dark hair, dark eyes. Now, what I like about this guy is that he's very good at putting people in within the company where they can most be effective. So there's a lot of skills you bring to the table, and he's going to recognize those. So what I'm seeing here is that there is either a new job offer coming to you or a way for you to shift your job wherever you're working now that will bring you more money. What your cards don't say is that you're going to win the lottery. It doesn't say that. What it says, though, is that there is some sort of opportunity based on what you already know that could be even a sidestep with whatever you do for work now, but then the sidestep actually connects you with someone that really likes you and does whatever he can to give you more work or more bonuses or a higher pay. So this is saying that there's some good news coming to you within the next 3 to 4 weeks connected with money. So, all right, my friend, thanks for the call. See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 843 area code. Hello, 843. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Tanita. How are you?
I cannot hear you at all, so I don't know whatever you're doing with your phone. It sounds like you're clear across the
Mona,
room.
Mona, can you hear me now? Mona,
yes.
Can you
What's
hear me
your
now?
First name?
Hi, my name's Benita. How are you?
Oh, hi, Benita. What's your question?
My question is, I started a job on the 19th.
Okay.
And I'm wanting to know if this is a good career change for me. Please.
Okay, so it says that you're going to work around someone that is super picky and super disciplined, but the person's very fair. So what I'd like you to do is I want you to pretend that this person is like Donald Trump on Celebrity Apprentice.
Okay.
Also, I just want you to pretend that you're kind of on a reality show. And the reason I say that is that this person, you can learn so much from this person that it's actually going to springboard you into something that's incredibly high-paying or incredibly satisfying career-wise for you. But it all boils down to, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, absolutely. What else do you need me to do? In other words, the more flexible, the more cooperative, the more enthusiastic you are, the better this job's going to be as a good fit. Now, that said, there's also someone here, and there's a man that you're going to be working with that ends up being your absolute best friend. So there's two reasons you're supposed to be in this job. First, learn whatever you can. You're a sponge. The second is you're supposed to meet another fella at this job that is going to be important to you down the road. So it could be that he works with you for a short amount of time and then he leaves and goes to another company, but then invites you to go work for that company. Do you see? So
yes.
if you can look at the job, Benita, as though this is you're on Celebrity Apprentice, and that you're doing whatever you can to be all in for the time you're at your job each day, okay? Once you do that, what this says is that it leads you to a more amazing position down the road. But this, do you remember the movie Devil Wears Prada?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember that Meryl Streep was very difficult to work for?
Yes.
Okay. This person's not going to be as picky or as obnoxious as that character, but this person knows their stuff. And okay. What I'm getting is the more you agree that you're there to learn whatever you can, I actually think that this new opportunity is going to be fantastic for you.
Great.
Because all right, Benita, thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
Okay, see you later. Okay, bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
I've got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Hello. Who's this?
Happy Sunday. It's Tina. How are you?
Oh, hi, Tina. What's your question?
Thank you for that amazing advice in the beginning. We definitely all need to do that.
Well, that's really sweet of you to say that. It's just really interesting because the biggest vibe that I've gotten this week from people is that they keep repeating what they don't want instead of saying what they want. And it's a whole different vibration. But the universe only hears the subject.
Well, I need $1 million because I need your counsel. I am in love with your wisdom. You make everything so simple. So,
sweet.
Like,
okay, so what's your question?
Yes, I would like to ask about a relationship with Tracy.
Okay, so Tracy is coming up as very high maintenance, moody, okay, and sometimes very unfocused. So this person around you is actually looking for focus. So now how do you know them?
We just started dating.
Okay.
We met
And are they also an Aquarius, Libra, or Gemini?
Gemini, yes.
Okay, because that's coming up so strongly in your cards, this air sign person, and that that the thing that you have to watch for is their ego. That it's all about their reputation. It's all about how they appear to other people. And so the thing is that makes them very on edge because they don't think that they can make a mistake.
Absolutely. He's a leader. That's true.
Okay. And because he's wired that way, he's somebody that the fact that you're so balanced and easygoing and grounding, that's why he's attracted to you.
He walked right up to me.
Sardin, what'd you say?
I said he walked right up to me at a political dinner and started talking. I was like, oh, so he knows what he wants.
Well, there's something very attractive about that, as long as it doesn't tip over into ultimate selfishness. You know, it's really funny. I was at an event the other day, and there was someone who came up to me that, and I did a reading with them, and I said, "Wow, you know, it seems like you gather people so you can be the boss of them." And the person said, "You got that right, girl." Okay. So in other words, it seemed like the person was just collecting people to be part of her entourage. Or part of her tribe, but that it didn't look like that she was that motivated to help them.
Mm.
So, but I'm telling you, this fella, there's a very edgy quality about him, and in a lot of ways, he's even though he tells you what he wants, in a lot of ways, he doesn't know how to get there, and he gets angry or frustrated or pissed off. In a nanosecond. Now, that's the thing that I would be more worried about with him than anything else, is that he tends to get pissed off, and then everybody around him has to sit in the shit of his emotion. Excuse my French.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the reason that he's found himself drawn to you is that you don't seem to take his emotional side personally. Do you see what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
So that's why he's drawn to you, because he's not mad at you. He's just frustrated at the situation. The thing is the more he talks about how frustrated he is at the situation, the more of that's going to be given to him.
Oh, okay. And I think I might have hurt his feelings a little bit because I wasn't really talking to him that much. I was talking to other people at the table. So you're right.
Okay, but see, that's his problem, is because there are some people out there that are a black hole for attention, and they sometimes interrupt other people when they're trying to explain something, or sometimes they jump in with what they think's a better idea before the other person has fully expressed theirs. This guy's a little bit wired like that.
Yeah, so, he's a leader, yeah.
Yeah, well, okay. I would actually call him kind of a jerk because he keeps, you know, he may view himself as a leader, but a really good leader allows his people to shine, not him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. So the thing is that he's wondering why he feels stuck. That's why he feels stuck. It's like he's not letting the people around him help him. And when he is allowing people to help him, he's always looking for what could go wrong instead of what can go right.
Yes, that's so true.
So, but I'm telling you, I think this is a karmic relationship for you to see what you want and what you don't want around somebody. But the more you, by the way, he's most attracted to you because of this calming vibration you bring to the table. So there you go, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, see you later.
Have a great day.
You
Bye.
Too. Bye now. All right, I've got somebody here from the 757 area code. Hello, 757.
Hi,
who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Kate. Thank you for taking my call. I was
just
calling to see what you see regarding my love life.
All right, let's look. So there are two fellas showing up in your cards right now. There's the fella that has been treating you not very fairly, or not very it doesn't really honor you to the level that you should be honored, in my opinion. It feels very unfair, all right? It also feels like it might be an on-again, off-again, that you might be able to see him when he has nothing else going on, but if something better were to come along and he made plans with you, he would cancel with you. This is, I don't like him at all. The second guy is the one I like. Now, the second guy is somebody that, he spends his weekends outdoors, so he could play golf, he could be a biker, you know, bicyclist, he could be, you know, a triathlon person. But what I'm getting here is he's somebody that on the weekends he spends a lot of time outdoors. He's also somebody that might be a part of Habitat for Humanity or one of the engineering or community events where they're helping someone that is less fortunate with something that they really want down the road. So what that's saying is that you may decide to volunteer at one of those organizations specifically because you might meet someone like that. But I'm telling you, the fella that you've been playing footsies with, the one that's sort of on again, off again, that's the one I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would temper that into a friendship. And what I would do is make sure that if you have plans, that you would confirm them before you counted on them. So if you had plans with him on a Saturday night, you actually call or text and say, is tonight still good for you? Matter of fact, you could even say, hey, somebody else has invited me to something, so is tonight still good for you? Because I want to be able to tell them no if something else has come up for you. In other words, you start managing him like he's sort of a cranky boss.
Okay.
But the second guy, this is the one I like. So any sort of work-related or charitable or nonprofit kind of thing you could do, it's saying that's how you meet him. So let's say you decided to go to one of the local cycle shops and said, you know, hey, I'd love to volunteer at any one of your upcoming bicycle events, right? Mm-hmm. And then, then you're sitting there at the registration desk helping these people check in, and you get to flirt with all the handsome guys that step up. You see what I mean?
Okay.
It's like, but then
yeah.
it's part of your job, so you have to talk to them. Oh, what do you do for work? Wink, wink. So does your wife like that you bicycle? Wink, wink. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, because
yeah.
you're darling. You are amazing. You are perfect exactly the way you are. And this other fellow really needs to be put on the back burner. I want you to start treating him like he's plan B. So that maybe the next time you guys make plans, you're the one that cancels. Hey,
yeah.
something else has come up. A friend of mine got tickets to something, and I got to go to that. So can we shoot for next weekend? Now,
mm-hmm.
he's not going to expect that because you've sort of dropped everything for him. Well, if you don't do that moving forward, everything's going to shift for you in a very positive way.
Oh, awesome.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank
you. All right.
You.
See you later. Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.